Alright, let's start this meeting. Okay. Alright, so we'll start. Do we have any presentation? Let's see, nothing here. No public comments? Alright, no additions or deletions. Alright, let's go through the first, item is the policy, right?
No, approval of committee meeting minutes.
Approval. Have a motion for approval?
So moved.
Second.
Been motion by?
Aye.
Director, all in favor? Okay, good, moving on. Alright, administrative financial issues.
We have a company driving policy that has been prepared by our assistant general manager, and we forwarded that to the committee for review. Ultimately, we'd like the committee to forward this to the board for adoption and inclusion into the company policy. It's a pretty generic one. As was mentioned to me before, it's just kind of a check the box type of thing so that we have it, but it's also good to have.
Yes.
So I'm going to ask Director Cable to provide his comment publicly that he provided to me.
Yeah, I had a section on, in there that if you had 2 points, if there was a 120-day basically suspension on that.
For driving vehicles.
On your driver's license. My concern is I know how quick the government moves. And so if I get a ticket and I'm unlucky and I get another ticket, which happens on occasion because things happen in threes, we all know that, that if I now have 2 points in my system and I go to traffic school and that is not recorded in a timely manner, and the company goes to the DMV records and they see that I have 2 points, I am terminated by this policy for 120 days. So I
suspended from the company.
So yeah, suspended from. So
you're not allowed to drive, and yeah, if your job requires driving, I mean,
then yeah,
you're
so
out of luck.
All I wanted was a little caveat in there that if the employee provides proof of completion of court mandated or otherwise approved, that the company would accept that and not the DMV record.
But what if he has the 2 points and he doesn't have all?
Well, then he's gone.
Let's see.
What about reckless driving?
Well, see, there's no reason why you would have 2 points because if it's something like a DUI, yeah, that's a whole different.
Can they lose their job for DUI?
It's a good question. I'd have to look at that.
Can they lose their job for 2 points?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Well, no, they get suspended for 2 points.
I don't know if we can suspend.
Depends how many points the DUI is, but yeah, you lose your license for a year.
Right. Well, yeah, we can suspend
it. It comes down to, in my mind, and Derek will have to confirm legally, it comes down to accommodation.
Yes.
If we can accommodate you without driving, even though your job description requires you to drive, we would have to accommodate. If we cannot accommodate you, then yeah, you could lose your job. That would be my meaning
for DUI. If you lose your life through DUI, I think the way the policy states now.
So we'll, we'll look at that aspect of the policy
because they come back and say he has a six.
Yeah. Well, my only thing was is that if I get 2 tickets in a row, which has happened in the past,
they travel
in car, please.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh yeah. Happened that, and then I go to traffic school right away.
Right.
It takes a while for that to work through the system to get expunged from your record.
I know that recently my daughter actually got 2 speeding tickets,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
2 different traffic lights, one right after the other.
Yep. Same day.
Same visit. She went through one intersection, got dinged, went through an intersection one block away.
He got dinged on both of them.
Yeah. So it's possible.
So, but I'm more concerned that if in fact we terminate somebody, that they come back and say, well, I have a six, I'm an alcoholic, or whatever that case may be.
That's always a risk that we take anytime we move.
I'm saying suspended, we may have to find another alternative.
Yes.
Yes.
I would suggest, let us look at it.
Yeah. Pulling weeds.
But that was just my one comment running through it. I just had the one comment. That was
next. Pulling weeds. I mean, you can make them with it real quick.
Yeah, but they're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You can't do your job.
Functioning alcoholics can. I
know
a few.
You want to have both.
But yeah, and that comes down to discipline and disciplinary procedures.
Yeah.
It's up to and including termination is always the phrases we use.
Mm-hmm.
The nuances inside that are deep and many and legal.
And that's your purview, not ours. We just the board that says.
Yes. From a manager's perspective, you can't drive, you can't work.
Yeah.
If you can't work, I don't want to pay you.
You don't want the day-to-day, that's
really yeah. Crazy. And then I get on the phone with Derek and say, I want to get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
And Derek says, not so fast, Brian.
Yeah.
So we'll take another look at this through that lens, and we'll offer whatever edits are necessary to the policy before it comes back to the board.
If they sign that they get a DUI, that they could lose their job, and they read it, and they sign, they agree with it, right?
It certainly helps our case.
Yeah.
So is that something you want to put in? That it
well, it's all
could lead to termination. Not saying you're going to get terminated.
Right, exactly.
But
so,
you can't, what's the word I'm trying to look for?
We also have an employee handbook that's been updated. So part of this is just review for conformity with the handbook and make sure seamlessly working it together. So
you can't have conflicting policies.
Yeah. No. And that's
is this from your review. Hmm? Is this from your policy? Or just
something like
No. What's Terry was supposed to be here today?
I was just looking at things that and I was looking more from an employee standpoint. Is it, hey, I got 2 points, I'm being called in the office when there's no reason to, because look, here's my corner thing. But if we look at the policy fits according to the Dean of your records, kind of, so.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because state of California's bureaucracy does grind.
Yes. Yeah,
yes. This is one we have to have you look at from the legal standpoint before we make
So if the committee is willing to have legal take a look at it and
bring it back.
Incorporating that question, bringing it straight to the board, or do you want to bring it back to the committee?
I think it's bring it back to the committee one more time.
Right? Okay.
You think so? Or we can go straight to the board.
I'm going straight to the board.
I
don't see why. I mean, if it's something's recommended, this is recommended by an insurance company, basically, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Derek, do you recommend putting in that it could lead to termination?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I think look at the terminology.
Yeah, I think the concept.
To and including.
The concept is fine. We just want to make sure. We got to weave it in with the other policies and make sure.
Right. To and including possible termination.
Yeah.
Like they do.
Yes.
Like a slap on the wrist, or it could lead up to come. Yeah, I'm saying get remanded.
Do we have
could possibly
the speed control on these things too?
No, I don't have any governor.
We're not
low jack or anything.
No, I'm just saying that you should have those. We do them on our vans. We put a secondary tracker on.
Yeah.
Rather than the, because they always go and look for the GPS. Boom out. We got a lot of vehicles, don't you?
Not really.
How many? No. 6, 8?
At most time, there's probably 4 vehicles at most.
Owned by Sopwell?
Out in the
No, I mean total vehicles you own.
Total? 5, 6.
Okay, there's not a whole lot.
Okay, so did we agree that we're going to have the policy reviewed by legal and see if we can incorporate?
Well, we want to make sure it's going to confirm that it does not, it is not, it's consistent and does not create any consequences within the other.
Yes.
Any other policies, and we'll bring it back for full board approval.
Perfect.
Okay. Move on to item number 2. Get the hell out of here.
Wait a minute. So we're going to closed session. So
we're now going to recess closed session.
We can pause.
This conference will now be recorded.
All right. We have we're coming out of closed session. We're now open session. Attorney, please provide a.
Sure. So the board, the committee met in closed session on the single item on the agenda. There's no reportable action, and there's also no need for an item 7 today.
All right.
In open session.
Okay. Do we have any committee comments or future agenda items? Hearing none, we will adjourn. The next regularly scheduled committee meeting will be held on March 25th, 2025 at 4 p.m. here at San Antonio Water Company. Soon to be gone and at a new location someday. We are adjourned.
Yep.